Now, think globally, act locally is a simple yet powerful call to arms in this age of increasing environmental awareness. It urges people to invest in the health of the entire planet by looking after their own backyard. And there are fewer places that demonstrate a greater understanding of this grassroots wisdom than Ballymun. Recently, the Better Ballymun Day of Action took place. Local Tidy Towns groups, businesses, Dublin City Council, the Gardaí, students and community groups worked together to make Ballymun a greener environment for everyone. They planted wildflowers, built bug hotels, organised litter picks, created wildlife hedges and lots more. Our own John Bell O'Reilly was dispatched to Ballymun on this day of action, where he rolled up his sleeves and dug a little deeper.
My name's Ava Gertie, and for the Better Ballymun, I'm part of the media centre. So basically, I'm going around all the sites and I'm taking pictures and I'm showing the progress that all the students are doing and even just the people in the community.
And I understand, Ava, that there's something like 30 different sites. What's going on in those different places?
Yeah, so there's loads of things going on. Like, there's some murals going on in different parts of Ballymun. There's a history trail in Poppentry Park. There's going to be bug hotels up at Musgraves. And then Balcourse Park, people are litter picking. Down, you know, Shangan Park as well, they're litter picking and they're painting the walls and all. And Coachy Park is one of the murals there, yeah.
So what does this day of action, what does it mean for Ballymun?
Basically, it's just to show that for the day, all the students and the community are going out and they're going to do their own little bit. And it's just to show that if what we can do in a day, like if we can do this in a day, what can we do in like a week or in a few months' time? And to really just, because Ballymun is a good place, but it's given a bad name. So we really just want to show like that it's a good, positive place and all we need to do is put a bit of effort into it. And then once this starts, the community will continue to get involved and to keep up with it and, you know, like maybe like go out to the flower beds and like weed it maybe, or just to make sure nobody's messing with it, make sure nobody's graffitiing the murals and making sure the bug hotels and all are safe, you know, just things like that, just to really show that like if you put a little bit of effort in, the Ballymun is actually a really nice place and it should get the credit it deserves.
And here we have Keith Enright, and you're doing a bit of gardening here at the back of Trinity Comprehensive School. What's going on here?
On Wednesday we made flower beds so we could put soil and sand in so we can plant vegetables and flowers. And then we dig up holes around the gates so we can plant trees.
So what type of stuff are you planting, Keith?
We're planting garlic, herbs, plum trees, potatoes and hedges.
What's the plan for the kind of like for the garlic, for the herbs, for the potatoes?
So we can use it in our school kitchen for our lunches and all.
Young people are very much at the forefront of this whole kind of environmental movement. Why do you think it's particularly important to young people?
It's our future, so we have to make sure it's clean for us.
So we've driven just a few minutes away from Trinity Comprehensive School through Ballymun, where hundreds of volunteers are out on this community day of action. They're painting, planting trees, doing litter picks, and just on the other side, here at the entrance to Musgraves Cash and Carry, there's another action going on. Richard Neary, you're a biology teacher at Trinity Comprehensive School. What do we have going on here?
Planting some wildflower seed to create a habitat for animals and insects, and we're also positioning some bug hotels, and the students were drilling holes in them to provide shelter and a habitat for insects alike.
So after it has been completed, what will people see here as they're passing?
Well, I suppose the wildflower seeds, we're hoping they'll flower, it should be June, and some of them will flower until October, or definitely September. So that would provide a wide range of colours for the likes of your bees, for pollination. Yeah, so it should be really colourful when it's finished.
Part of it as well, I suppose, is to imbue that sense of civic pride in your local area.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely, because sometimes Ballymun didn't always have the best name. And from teaching here for the last 2 years, I've worked with some really, really hard-working people and really good-natured people and friendly people. So, you know, as the old saying goes, don't judge a book by its cover.
We're here in Balcarres Park and I'm here with Lorraine Bull. Lorraine is the Biodiversity Officer with Dublin City Council. What's been going on here in the park?
Well, here in Balcarres, the students have actually been planting wildflowers. They've been doing litter picks. Within the area of Ballymun, there's also trees that have been planted around the area. There's new native hedgerow that's gone in near the library. And all of these initiatives are to try and actually promote biodiversity here in the local Ballymun area. So that's to try and increase insect population. That's also then providing food for birds. There's then habitat for birds as well, and other wildlife species as well, like butterflies.
So often when we think of rewilding, we think of wide open wild spaces, not so much the suburbs.
Yes, well, in conservation terms, rewilding projects a lot of the time were these big reintroduction projects, say like wolves in parts of North America and boar in parts of Europe and bear in parts of Europe. But there's actually been a shift to rewilding actually looking at the plant species that are in an area. So a lot of areas we have here in Dublin in our parks, we would have managed those over the years. But if we allow some of those areas to grow longer, we've had even like rough areas and golf courses and things like that close to Ballymun here that have then had pyramidal orchids growing in them, which is one of our native and really rare orchid species. So it's a combination of both planting plants for pollinators to provide additional food for them throughout, not just for the summer, but throughout the whole from the spring right through to the end of autumn, and then actually allowing other areas to grow longer to see the plants that are there, because you can get a lot of regional variation in plants. So a lot of the pollinators that are from this area here in northwest Dublin would actually feed off specific plants that you can actually find in the area. There's a perception that it needs to be this very large scale initiative, and it actually doesn't. You look at a city like Paris actually has more bees in the city than it does in the surrounding countryside, and that's a combination of providing both food for the bees and also areas for them to nest. So even if local communities, even if they have, say, front or back lawns, and they stop actually using chemicals on those lawns and allow clover to grow and allow dandelion to grow, and if they could plant one or two plants for pollinators, that then should help create what we call wildlife corridors that will provide both food and also habitat for both pollinator species and then also other wildlife. Like, there's bird boxes that have gone up in the area as well, which will increase nesting sites for birds. And the more insect species you're actually increasing, that's providing food for birds and for other animals as well.
And more details on the website rte.ie/mooney. That's pretty much all we have time for today. My thanks to Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland, to Aine Nilana, and to Richard Collins. Till next time, goodbye.